Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and it's about you, those who work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about living a life of meaning and purpose and creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as you're blessed financially, you can do the same as well. So guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you. Thank you for tuning in, binging, sharing, creating powerful conversations around cash flow, freedom, and actually doing things the opposite of what everybody else tells you to do. So guys, thank you for tuning in so much. Again, check our website, moneyripples.com. And hey, go to iTunes, leave us a review, you know, give us a great review on there. Say, hey, we'd love this show. It's awesome. Great value. I'd love to hear from you guys. So thank you so much. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100 and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. Hey guys, so today I want to talk about financial freedom, but what is really financial freedom versus financial independence, right? Now, I've done a few episodes like a few months back or a month or two back where we talked about FIRE method, right? Like financially independent, retire early. That's becoming kind of a big movement that's really starting to take off for people. And so there's a lot of people out there they're doing that. And I've talked about some of the good things and some of the not so good things with that, right? Interesting thing is that I was actually in a Facebook group where they focused on that, right? I was really excited to be a part of that group because, hey, I'm that guy. Like I'm actually there doing this. And it was funny because when I got there, it was not what I expected at all, right? I was expecting people to be more like me. And there were a few. There's a few of those people that were more of the, you know, against the grain type of people, right? But most of the people in that group were people on trying to get to the point of financial independence. And their whole strategy is about buying indexed funds, right? Just buying indexed mutual funds, Bitcoin. There's definitely some Bitcoin fans there. And I love a lot of the people that were in that group. Like I actually gave a lot of like tips and stuff to help people out on different things, even paying off debt or whatever it might be. But there were some people that were very, very passionate about not doing alternative investments, not doing things with real estate, saying that index funds are the way to go. And now most of these people, there were some that were still around my age, but a lot of them were younger, 30s, 20s, things like that. I remember there was one guy, he looked like a kid. Maybe he was a teenager. I don't know. He's just saying, hey, well, the stock market's averaged this. And I had to say, no, it's not. You know, it doesn't average that. You might be looking at a couple years of your own little limited experience, but that's not the case, you know, or you have faulty information with some of the other people too. And they also believe you can live on the 4% rule, which just does not work in some cases. You might be able to make it, but there's a chance you might not, especially in this current environment. And again, market's been going up for 12 years straight. It's, I mean, really unprecedented what we're seeing going on in the stock market right now, right? So anyways, long story short, the one thing I've noticed that although these people are going for financial independence, you'll very rarely, if ever, find someone who's going to become financially free. So let me get the distinction here because there's a big difference between financial independence and financial freedom. Simple definition of financial independence, right? Is where your income coming in from investments or other things, other residual streams and things like that, non-active income, right? When you have income coming in that exceeds your monthly expenses at home. So a lot of them are trying to reduce their money. They're trying to reduce their expenses, which is not a bad thing, actually. It's great. Some of them reduce them extreme. They try to get really dirt cheap so they can hit that number faster. And again, they're trying to go off the 4% rule. So whatever they want to live on per year, they got to save 25 times that. So they have 500,000. They could say, hey, I just need 2,000 a month. I'm there. I did it. I'm independent, which is not totally true because that may not work, especially when there's down markets, which there will be, right? But again, financial independence is saying I have streams of income that exceed my monthly expenses. Now, financial freedom is a very different thing because you can be financially independent and be in financial bondage. The difference is this, that financial freedom is when money is no longer the reason or excuse that you do or not do anything. So it's a thing where you're liberated, that the money is not the driving force in your life. I will tell you, even people that might have claimed to become quote unquote FIRE or financially independent, right? The thing is that they are not free. They might have hit their numbers or believe that they hit their numbers, but they're not free. Freedom is a very, very, it's not a state of your pocketbook. It's not a state of your balance sheet. It's not a state of your cash flow. It's a state of mind. It's even, I would even say a state of being. It's a deep core of who you are. And it can only exist when you're in a place of abundance, when you're in thinking in abundance, not scarcity. Because understand that if you come at this from a saver mentality, which a lot of these people do, right? You come from a saver mentality of just scrimping and saving and putting everything away. That's fine and dandy. You can hit financial independence, but it will not make you free. You will still be broke mentally. Why? Because money's still a driving force. You'll still have a hard time spending money. And I'm not saying you blow money, but there's a difference. You know, give me an example. I was like the quintessential saver, right? I was the kind of guy that to reduce costs, I would turn down the heat in the winter so you'd be freezing, or I'd turn up the AC in the summer, or turn down the AC in the summer so that we'd be roasting, right? I'd try to keep around 75 or so, you know, be sweating inside the house and everything. Now I'm a total wuss. Now I like keep it set, you know, in the upper 60s. And when we go to bed, like mid 60s, you know, where we have the thermostat set. But back then, like everything was about money. It was about price. And as a financial advisor, it was even worse, right? Because now I'm teaching people to do the same thing. My goal was to save $2 million and then live on the interest, right? Thinking that, again, I was trying to be conservative, 3% interest. So I was trying to get a $60,000 a year lifestyle with $2 million saved up in the stock market. My goal is to do that by the time I was 40. Now, the problem with this was the goal was fine. The mentality, the motivation behind it was flawed. And that's what kept me, ironically, that's what kept me from achieving even financial independence faster. Because one, I was just, you know, just laser focused on doing the traditional mainstream stuff. But two, again, I was living in a place of scarcity. I didn't want to spend money. I was freaking out. I was always worried, even if you had money coming in. And I've seen this. I've met people that have several million saved up and still feel trapped. Now, granted, they become financially independent. That's one thing. But I've seen people that even hit their numbers and they say, Chris, I don't know if I feel any more free. It's because you missed the core part of it. You have to work on your abundance mentality first. You have to become a steward of your money, not the saver. And obviously a spender doesn't work anyways. We already know that, right? But the saver is the most deceptive scarcity mentality because people believe that is the answer to freedom, to financial freedom, right? That's not the case. It cannot be in a place of scarcity. You cannot be in a place where it never feels like it's enough, where there's never enough money, never enough time, that you can never save enough. You couldn't pay off your debt fast enough, right? Or even abhor debt. If you have an emotional trigger with loans in general, I'm not saying credit cards, and even then you should probably question if you have a trigger with credit cards, if like a bad trigger, focus on that. Heck, I even stayed out of real estate because after the last recession, you know, I was burned. It was hard for me to go back into real estate because I was scared. Fear is a scarcity emotion. Greed is also a scarcity emotion. If you're greedy and you start gambling with your money, you won't be financially free. And in many cases, you'll actually destroy your chances at financial independence too, because you're going to start to do something stupid when you get greedy. This is why most people should probably stay away from Bitcoin. Now, I'll tell you, and I've said this publicly, like I've got a little bit of Bitcoin. But that being said, all the money I put in initially, I've already pulled out. Like, so everything's just in there is all the money or the gains. I'm just gambling with it, right? I don't trust it because that stuff, I don't want to like ride on the greed train And right now, there's so much of it. There's so much greed right now, especially in the Bitcoin stock market. It's just ridiculous. And when people get greedy, you get stupid. Just like when you get fearful, you get stupid. You do stupid things when fear creeps in, don't you? I mean, think about just how irrational you can get sometimes with fear. I know that for me, like I've mentioned this story before, but you know, when I was playing football in high school, I was horrible. I was like Rudy, 5'3", 130 pounds, wet, soaking wet, right? And it was a horrible experience. And I was a wide receiver too, and a defensive back. Well, I remember that, you know, every time the ball would get thrown my way, I'd freeze up. I would just totally freeze. And so I would often drop passes when it was crucial. The ironic thing is that the time that there was a week where I didn't end up playing, so they had to make me a starter the following week by those league rules, which the coach is not happy about. He, you know, me and one other guy had to start the next game and we were not preferred, but they always rotated us out, right, with wide receivers and stuff. Well, the thing is, that whole week I was thinking, wow, I'm a starter. And that new identification got me to think and elevate a different level. So pretty soon what happened in practice, I started performing better. And by the time I got to game time, like, it didn't matter what they threw at me, I could catch it. And it only lasted that one time, that one week when I started. When I went back to being on, you know, like third, fourth, fifth string, whatever it was in the rotation, then it didn't matter. Then I was just okay. I would catch most of the passes. But again, when emotions got higher, when there was fear that what if I fail, that's when I failed. And that's the thing you have to watch out for in your journey for financial independence, and especially the journey for financial freedom. And that can only happen when you have an abundance mentality. So focus on these few things. One, patience over impatience. Patience is key, especially if you're trying to do these things. I'm actually doing another episode next week. We're going to talk about that, about running your own race. And patience is a critical part of that, right? Another one too, I mentioned, of course, fear, you know, having faith, faith that principles work, faith that what you're doing actually works. Again, I'll talk about that again a little bit more next week. Second thing, we talked about not going with the greed bug, staying away from greed, focusing on, like, what I talk about, you hear me talk about all the time, is that boring is sexy, right? We want boring stuff. We want stuff that's certain. You want certainty. Invite more financial certainty into your life, not more gambling, not high risk create high returns. That is false. High risk does not create high returns. A 90% chance of losing does not create a 90% chance of winning. Do the math, right? 90% chance of losing creates a 10% chance of winning. And yeah, you might win big, but the reality is 90% of the time you're going to lose, and you cannot guarantee or create wealth that way. Any of us that are real, true investors know it's about how can we manipulate, how can we control those variables? How can we minimize our risk so that we guarantee returns? And the funny thing is, like, I talk about this all the time, you know, in the stock market, you're taught high risk, create high return. Why? Because they don't want you taking all the risk. Well, the financial companies take just the management fee off the top, don't they? They don't worry at all. They just worry about, hey, are you going to keep investing? And how can we convince you to buy in this bag of crap, this bag of goods, you know, these beliefs that somehow you've got to stay in and keep building up their money inside there while they keep building their cash flow from those guaranteed fees. They keep making money whether you make money or not. So that's key. Secondly, is that when you're looking at, I guess it's not second, whatever number I'm on, four, whatever it is, right? When we're looking at this too, when you look from a place of abundance, we need to make sure that we understand that true wealth is created from value creation. Dollars follow value created, not from luck, not from exploitation. In scarcity, people believe it's either luck or you have to screw somebody over to become prosperous. That is not the case. The more you focus on value creation, trying to create value for people, the better it is. You know, I just read an article recently. I don't remember his name. He's one of the youngest billionaires out there in the 20-something range. I think he's 26. He's the guy that does the whole laser technology, you know, for self-driving cars, kind of the opposite of what Tesla does. Tesla is just camera-based. His is more laser-based, 3D versus 2D with Tesla. So anyways, that guy he was talking about, he's like, again, it's always about value creation. You know, he's focused on the value creation for customers. And that's what he believes will keep him growing as a billionaire. Value creation is the essential part. Even if you're a passive investor, you still have to focus on what's creating value for people. How do I create a win-win? That is key. If you remember nothing else, that is a big one right there, is that you got to focus on value creation. When you start focusing on luck, on odds or chances, that is when even if you do happen to, quote unquote, luck out, you know, we're talking about luck, right? If you happen to luck out, the thing is, you already know that your luck could run dry at some point. You will never be free. You can never emotionally or mentally be free when you know you got lucky. You can never be free if you know that you just got lucky. It's got to be focused on something that's formulaic, something that actually works. Okay. So anyways, I can go on and on about this, but focus on these attitudes, focus on this mentality, and it's hard to break. It's going to require you to do things different. It's going to require you to listen to people that actually are in a place of abundance and start to really adopt it and internalize it and practice it. You've got to practice it day in and day out. I will tell you, financial independence cannot happen easily without financial freedom. And even if you do achieve financial independence, what good does it do if you're not free? If you still feel trapped, you're still not in that financial freedom that you hoped you have. Regardless of what options you might have with the money side, the account balances don't matter. If that were the case, every person that had millions of dollars would feel free and happy. And that's not the case, guys. Anyways, on your journey of financial independence, just know, stay away from those scarcity mongers. Stay away from those that have those false beliefs, especially that high risk creates high return. People that are in it for the long haul, which, by the way, you will hear that more once the market drops. While those people that say they're financially independent or, you know, already there, they're fire, won't be. I guarantee it. Or they'll try to say, well, maybe, but, you know, on average, I'll be okay. It's not the case, guys. So anyways, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous and abundant week. Practice it, and we'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.